afternoon, the Exotic Fit. Chrissy speaking.
G'day. I've not been to you guys before, so I'm hoping for some advice on procedure for, I've got a parrot I think might need to be seen. Would you guys be the right place?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. What was going on?
So I've got a, I think he's 5 or 6 year old, Hans McCaw. I've never had to take a parrot to the vet before, so I'm not sure how to even go about that. He seems okay for the most part through the day, but he's got this issue he started for the last few weeks where he's sneezing repeatedly at night. And there's like some clear mucus I can see coming out of his nostril, but then by morning it's completely cleared up, and it doesn't even happen every night. It's just occasionally.
Yeah. They can get respiratory infections and things like that. So we could definitely do a consult. So it's usually about a 40-minute consult, and the vet will go sort of through like some background history, husbandry, nutrition, all that sort of stuff, and then do a full health check and usually have a look at some fecals under the microscope just to make sure there's no parasites, things like that going on. And then, discuss sort of a plan from there. So our consults are $180, and it's the full consult and then a fecal test under the microscope, and then any medications or other testing would be on top of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, transport wise, it's
do you
whatever
have,
kind
like,
of carrier?
Yeah, a lot of people sort of use cat carriers, and just put some like newspaper or like a hand towel or something in the bottom of it for them to stand on, or just like a small bird cage, depending sort of how small they are, they can be quite awkward to get them in and out of. So cat carriers are usually sort of a lot easier to sort of get them in and out of. And then sort of just usually we put like a towel over the top of it just to keep them nice and warm and out of the rain and sort of nice and dark for them.
Okay.
And, yeah, that makes it easier like for us to sort of get them in and out of their carrier as well. Otherwise, like, just if you don't have any of those things, a cardboard box, just sort of tape it shut if he's not going to sort of get out of that, but it is a bit more risky. But, yeah, any sort of, like, yeah, little carrier like that, if you have anything like that on hand.
My only other concern with him is he was hand-tamed, but And he's fine sort of to be handled by my youngest daughter, but he doesn't let anybody else touch him. And even if I think she tried to in that circumstance, he'd bite, and it's really horribly hard. So I just don't know how that works.
Like, usually we just grab a towel and sort of chuck it over the top of them but grab them with the towel and then just pop them into the carrier so that you're not actually, like, risking getting bit if he's not going to hop into the carrier by himself.
I can get him into a carrier.
Okay.
I think that'd be fine.
Yeah.
I'm just concerned how assessment or swabbing or anything.
We just use hand towels.
You guys...
Like, we just grab them out with hand towels and wrap them up like a little burrito and hold them like that. Yeah, it's just easy. It's just less risky for us getting bit and sort of less stressful for them. So generally we just pop them, you know, grab them out with a hand towel and hold them like that for the assessment and weigh them and do what we need to do and then put them back.
All right. I want to be prepared in case you guys thought only really hand tame, and I'm just going to bring this devil in.
No. We see, like, really untamed macaws and all that sort of stuff, like, blue and gold macaws and all that. That's the vets are used to it. It's all good.
it's not
a problem, yeah. but, no, like, yeah, if you did want to do a consult, I've we've definitely got some free this week, depending on your availability.
I think it might be a good idea if I book it in then.
Yeah, no, definitely. Is there a particular day that suits you better?
What day are we? Tuesday, isn't it? Do you have anything either tomorrow or Thursday at all?
Yeah, tomorrow is Wednesday. I was already on that. Yes, I've got a few tomorrow. So tomorrow morning I've got a 10:20 or an 11 or an 11:20 in the morning. Otherwise I've got in the afternoon a 2:40 or a sort of 3:20. Latest would be 3:40.
Can I do the 2 o'clock, please?
2 o'clock tomorrow? Yeah, definitely. All right. And I'll just make you a file while you're here.
Yep.
All right, so what was your first name?
Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S.
C-A-R-L-O-S.
Yeah.
And your last name?
Heathwood, H-E-A-T-H, Wood.
Wood, yeah. And your best contact number?
0466.
Yeah.
30349.
Yep. Perfect. And your email address?
It's my full name, Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y,
yep.
Heathwood, @gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Alrighty. And what was your home address?
253.
Yep.
Bond, B-O-N-D.
Yep.
Road, King Scrub.
King Scrub?
Yeah.
King Scrub, perfect. Sorry, it's loading. All right. And we are a Hans McCall.
Correct.
Is male, you said?
Yes.
Yeah. What was his name?
Carlos.
Oh, Carlos, sorry.
No, you're right.
That makes more sense. Your first name was Tiffany.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And how old is he?
I will have to double check, but yeah, I'm pretty sure he's 6.
6, yep, no worries, that's all right. I'll pop that in there for now. Okay, awesome. So I have got you in tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and I will just send you through an email that has a questionnaire attached to it with just
okay.
a bit of sort of background, sort of history, like what he eats, how he's housed, just some of that sort of stuff. Just fill it out the best you can. The vets will have a look at that and go through sort of any questions that they have. And then, yeah, otherwise I've got you in 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Is that something you can fill out digitally and send back? Because I don't know that I'll be able to print that one.
Oh, no. Yeah, it just sends you to a link to the Google Forms. And then you just click done at the end and it'll send it to us when you're finished. So, yeah.
Okay.
And then we just pop it onto your file.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah, all digital.
Is there anything I need to remember in particular or know to bring in with him at all, or other than just carrier?
Yeah, just carrier. He can have some sort of whatever food he sort of wants, usually, if you want to pop some of his food in there. Water should be okay. That'll probably just spill unless you've got a long drive. Otherwise, no, just, whatever is sort of, if he's attached to anything, you can bring that along. Otherwise, just him's all good.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for that. Very informative.
Okay. No worries. All good. All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow at 2 and have a look at him.
No worries. Thank you.
Okay. All good. No worries. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.